Chapter 35. Onyx. As Erwin and I took off into the morning sky, I felt a part of me tear in two. It wasn't just due to the fact that I was leaving my friends, but also the knowledge that they were heading back to the ruins. The fact that they faced an army of the dead, a sorcerer, and maybe a giant serpent made me afraid for them, and it saddened me that Ari and I wouldn't be there. Perhaps most of all, having to leave Kristoff devastated me. This rare, unfamiliar emotion swirled inside me as the warm morning air rushed past my wings, and tears streamed out of my eyes. Even if I wanted to blame it on the wind, I couldn't deny the sadness that ripped through my heart. Erwin noticed those tears and flew closer to me so that she could grab my hand in her small, pale one. She gave me a smile, but her own blue eyes glistened with tears that flew back in the wind.
"Everything will be all right,"
she called through the air. I nodded and wiped the tears from my cheeks with my free hand. "What's the plan?" I called back to my fairy friend.
"I want to scout ahead a little bit, and then I have a faster way home."
She released my hand and flew off ahead. I wasn't sure what she was talking about, but I trusted her to explain when the time came. And so I soared after her, still lost in my thoughts about Kristoff. Erwin was just as sad to leave our friends behind, but the same determination I felt fueled her past the sadness. If Sophia did not have enough soldiers to protect her lands, then it was just as important that we bring reinforcements as it was for the rest of the council to make it back to the ruins. We each had our own tasks, and although the outcome of our mission seemed uncertain, failure was never an option for me. As I watched Erwin soar ahead of me, with her red hair sailing behind her and her clear wings shimmering in the sunlight, I wondered if she felt the same way I did about Kristoff. Had she known that my tears were for him? Besides me, Erwin was the only one of the council members to still be on platonic terms with him. Of course, he and Rosmarin had completed the mating ritual after the Battle of Constanta, and we all knew of Sahar's famous introduction with him when he first moved to the castle. Even though Rachel had tried to hide her feelings, we all started noticing the two becoming closer. And after our time in Trouble Village, we all knew what they were really doing when they said they went to scout around the village. Adriana also had been growing a soft spot for the human, and I sympathized with her now that I knew what it felt like to have to be so far away from him. I had to come to terms with my own feelings for him as everyone around me had been deciphering their own, and I knew that I cared deeply for Kristoff. But after he had visited me in my room to say goodbye the previous day, and we had shared a tender kiss, I realized I loved him. He was one of the best people I had ever known, besides the council, which is why he fitted in so perfectly with us all. I couldn't think of enough good things to say about him. He was brave, kind, caring, funny, handsome, and the list went on. When he became king of Constanta, the thought of serving someone like him elated me, and I truly felt honored. Beside Rosmarin, he was one of the worthiest people to hold the title and position of ruler. I couldn't remember the last time I had felt this way about somebody, if I had at all. Sahar was about the closest person I had these kinds of feelings for, but it was still different from her. I admired and loved the sorceress, but my feelings for Kristoff were something more. Something powerful. Erwin swooped down ahead of me, and I followed her descent. The land had been a bright green around the city, but had now turned to the muted browns of the desert. As we dropped closer to the ground, the heat radiated up from the parched land. Erwin and I landed with a cloud of dust spraying up around us. When it cleared, I knew exactly where we were. It was the valley we had come through on our way here, with the two mountain ranges rising up on either side, where Ari had told us she had seen the army on her first trip south with the werewolf emissary. "What are we doing?" I asked as Ari dug through her bag.
"I just wanted to check if my predictions were right,"
she bubbled in her cheery fashion. "What are you talking about?" I asked, thoroughly confused. But that's how it usually was with the fairy. Her brain was always working faster than she had time to explain.
I assumed, with all the commotion happening at the ruins with our surprise visit to Zillin and now Sophia's army, that the hordes would be smaller or completely gone.
She explained to me. Okay. I looked at her, raising my eyebrows as I crossed my arms over my chest, not understanding much of what she was saying. So there are no hordes out here. That's good.
It's good for anyone who might be out in the wild, but for the army and our friends, that's bad news.
She continued. Then what are we wasting time down here for? I asked and looked back up into the sky, eager to be on our way again.
Because our dear Sahar has given me something to make our journey faster.
Erwin held up the small satchel she had fished out of her bag. When I saw it, I knew immediately what it was. Winnow powder, I said. Erwin nodded with a huge smile on her face.
Exactly.
I sighed. I had winnowed a few times before and never had the best experience with the strange magical dust, but we were desperate enough that I didn't give it a second thought. All right, do the honors, Eri, I told her as we clasped hands. I closed my eyes and waited for the weird feeling of winnowing across the continent to take hold of me. Erwin took a pinch of the powder in her hand, and then we were off. We rushed through the darkness as my insides jumbled around, and then, just as abruptly, we stood on a green field. Looming above us was Constanta Castle, still standing proudly on the hill surrounded by evergreen trees. I breathed in deeply to steady myself and soak in the scents of the trees and the air that was much nicer than that of the harsh desert.
It feels good to be home.
Erwin sighed next to me. It does, doesn't it? Still, we have troops to gather, I reminded her.
Where do you think we will find Adriana?
She asked. Either training on the field or somewhere in the castle, I replied.
You check the field, I'll check the castle,
Erwin instructed. As I nodded, she opened her wings and took off toward our home. I was close enough to the training grounds that I simply ran the short distance to the barracks. As I approached, I heard the familiar noises of soldiers running through various exercises. While it felt so good to be home, back in my element, I wouldn't be here for long. Winnowing to Constanta took days off of our trip and let us conserve energy, so that as soon as we could muster the forces, we would be ready to head back to Nawadl. I rounded the corner of the barracks to find Adriana calling out stances to her soldiers, who quickly shifted their bodies to the correct position. Her back was turned to me, but she saw many of their faces brighten up in surprise as their commander approached. Adriana spun around, and her own features lit up when she saw me.
Onyx,
she beamed at me.
When did you arrive?
Just now. I have news for you. My own smile smoothed into a look of serious focus. We need to rally the troops and send as many forces as we can south. Adriana's smile straightened out as I barked orders at her. She stood at attention as her soldier training kicked in.
Yes, ma'am,
she responded. She turned to her troops and relayed the orders to her captains.
You heard the commander. Prepare for the trip south.
They shouted their acknowledgement back to us, and then I turned back to Adriana. Erwin is in the castle. Let's find her and call a meeting, I suggested. Adriana agreed, and we took off into the sky toward the castle. We landed in the courtyard and sprinted up the castle steps. As we raced through the halls to find Lauren and Lorelia, I couldn't help but feel a little rush of happiness as I saw the familiar portraits hanging on the walls. It felt good to be back in the castle, but I couldn't let that distract me. We found Lauren and Lorelia together, like they usually were, in the great hall talking with some of the people. They were smiling and chatting with a group of humans and supernaturals, but when they saw us coming, their gray faces morphed from happiness to shock to concern.
Onyx, what are you doing back in the kingdom? Is everything all right?
Lorelia called as we met in the center of the great hall. We're sending forces south. We need to have a council meeting, I informed the twins.
Jaskar and Tamar are in the villages, but we can inform them of the news later. I'll go get Ofen from the lab.
Lauren offered, but before she could even set off, someone interrupted us.
Already found him.
Erwin stated as she and the sorcerer joined our group. Good. Then let's head up to the royal chambers, I urged. We descended the next few flights of stairs and filed through the hall until we reached the familiar chambers, where I had met so many times with my friends to decide the fate of our kingdom. For a second, my mind wandered back to Kristoff, and my stomach lurched as his tan, glowing face entered my mind. I shook off whatever that was and sat down at the council table. After everyone settled in, Erwin began.
To make this quick, we uncovered a sorcerer named Zillin who has been building an army of the undead in the Tenochtitlan ruins.
The fairy explained in a hurry.
As we speak, Queen Sophia has sent forces marching east to the ruins to engage the hordes in battle, but she fears she does not have enough forces to fight the enemy and protect her people.
She has asked for our aid, I continued as I looked around this council of new faces. So we have come to bring reinforcements.
My captains are gathering the troops as we speak,
Adriana stated.
Who is this sorcerer?
Ofen asked us. It was a blonde-haired elf that worked with Zahara in the lab and was now her stand-in while she was away south. It was another talented sorcerer and alchemist who wore flowing green robes with a golden belt strapped around his slender waist. All we know is that a sleeping power drew him to the Tenochtitlan Temple, and we fear he might try to awake some beast to aid in his conquest of the world, I told them. The council glanced around at each other, not sure what to make of the news.
I know it sounds crazy, but if we don't stop him, it could mean the end for Nahuatl, and once they fall, who's saying he won't march for us?
Erwin appealed to the council.
If Sophia's forces are already fighting, how do you possibly expect to make it back to Nahuatl in time?
Adriana wondered.
Actually, I may be able to help with that.
Ofen chimed in.
Speaking of that, Onyx, would you like to follow Ofen and me to the lab?
Erwin asked with a strange smile on her face. What is this about? I asked.
Zahar had a suggestion about how we could get back in time with our army,
Erwin said with that mischievous grin all Fae seemed to share. All right, then, I agreed. Adriana, check on the troops. Lauren, Lorelia, it was good seeing you again. I smiled at the twins. Ari and I shared a few quick hugs with the twins and Adriana, and then I followed her and Ofen to the lab to find out what sort of plan Zahara had concocted for us.